The WNBL, interesting season this year. They're going to pack up lock, stock and barrel and head to far north Queensland and have a condensed version of the season up there. I guess there are worse places you could go. Tracy York, the coach of Bendigo Spirit, joins us on the show this morning. Tracy, good morning.
Morning, Robbo. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I guess the sort of the to-do list and the packing list a bit different for this season, like, yes, basketballs, uniforms, suntan lotion, bathers. Yeah.
Well, kind of is. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, especially, well, a few of us have come from interstate and getting things organised, so there's very few wintery stuff, although it's a little bit cool at the moment in Bendigo, but we will head off to far north Queensland, as you're saying, in a couple of weeks and head off to the old quarantine hub first and then the training playing hub.
So obviously this whole year has been mucked up sporting-wise generally. How do you feel about this? You know, is it sort of the best of the available options?
Yeah, I think it definitely was. Just from watching what the other sports were doing, I think that was going to be, you know, I thought the way to go. And for us to have a season is fantastic, you know, that it's you know, now, you know, announced and we're going to be playing. So I think with the year we've had, it's great. It's, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, teams, probably apart from Townsville, will be the only one to be able to play in front of, I guess, a home crowd. But we'll hopefully bring it to people's lounge room somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's talk of, like, good television coverage of it. Is that the plan from what you've heard?
Yeah, yeah. From what we've heard, there'll be definitely be television games, I believe. I'm hoping on KO, live streamed, so that, you know, whichever mode that you have or whatever mode, I guess not all of us will be on the TV games each week. So, you know, to have it on live stream as well, so that, you know, your fans and people can watch us.
What's the feedback from the athletes like?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, everyone's been in a different situation. Like, so not everyone, we've got a few in Melbourne, we've had some in South Australia, some in Queensland, some got one from New Zealand, one in New South Wales. So everyone's had a different, I guess, COVID experience. And but we've been getting them together on Zoom training sessions for 5 months. So we started that in April, soon after COVID hit, and we continued it right through to us having our first on-court session yesterday in Bendigo. And the girls are great. They look in good shape, and they were just so excited to be together.
Yeah. If you could do me one favour, please, can you stop hiring kids who are, you know, the kids of people that I knew when I was involved in hoops? It's making me feel bloody old, Tracy. I tell you, I'm sick of it.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of, yeah, a little bit the same, where I go, oh, you know, some of them will not in this current lot, but oh, I want to coach your parents at some stage. So who's the latest one for you then?
Oh, well,
Frolings, or?
Yeah, there's the Frolings, there's who is it, Pinos, goes on and on, you know, but anyway.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right, I'll forgive you this time, don't make a habit of it. It looks like a really good little group you've got together though.
Yeah, well, I am really happy with it. You've got to be quite strategic without we weren't allowed to have imports this season, obviously, with the way everything was going, and then just looking for the right people and the right fit. So, touch wood, you know, really happy with what we've put together.
With the way it's going to be run this year, at least in the short term, it might actually work in the favour of trying to balance the Tessa Levy situation with her football as well.
Yeah, well, as it turns out, I mean, we're obviously going to be away for, you know, the whole part. And also with not having, there's no clash, I guess, with the football and the basketball like it was, I guess, with Monique Conti. So that's good all round. I think she gets to do both pretty easily.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the team you put together, again, it, you know, it looks like, I know it's an old cliche, but that balance of sort of youth and experience, there's some great talent there.
Yes, yeah, I think so, definitely. So we've, you know, definitely got the experience, but then we've got some of the best, you know, I believe some of the best up-and-coming talent, and also people like Alicia Froling, who had to sit out the season last year after she had surgery on her wrist. Now, she was, you know, she's played in the Australian under-17s, Australian under-19s, World Junior Games, so she's just itching to be out on court. So she's one that, you know, her twin sister's been playing for Canberra. Now we get to see her play.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. Disappointing, I guess, from the fans' viewpoint that we're not going to be heading out to the stadium and sitting there watching the team live in action. But, you know, particularly after NBL 1 was cancelled, would have been an absolute, you know, travesty if the WNBL was cancelled as well. So at least we've got an outcome, you know, which is great.
Yeah, for sure.
So, listen, we wish you well and all the very best. How long before the team heads off?
We're supposed to head off on Sunday week, like 2 weeks, just under 2 weeks' time. We'll have a quarantine hub in Brisbane for 2 weeks and then we'll head up to the playing hubs.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, then it'll be all go, 14 games in 32 days or something, 31
wow.
days. Yeah. Survival of the fittest, I think.
I think it will be. Hey, Tracy, great to chat, and we'll obviously do so during the condensed season up there as well. Thanks very much.
No worries. Thank you.
Good
bye.
On you. Tracy York, head coach of the Bendigo Spirit basketball team in the WNBL, heading off to far north Queensland. I think it's Mackay, Townsville and Cairns.